Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Quick announcement as I get started today. I'd like to let everyone know that in just a few days, and we announced this on our Facebook page a few weeks ago, so most everybody has heard about it, but we will be in the home of Dwight and Cindy Deacon in Tehachapi, California, on Saturday night, June the 13th, just a few days from now. This meeting will begin at 7 p.m. It is open to everyone who would like to attend. They have a rather large setting there, so come on out all over the Southern California area, Tehachapi, California. The address for the meeting is 19501 Adelante Court in Tehachapi. We hope to see you there. We have another announcement we'll make in a few days regarding a meeting at the end of the month in Victorville, California. That's coming up on the 27th. You can watch our page and our website for more details on those meetings. We are coming into the passage now in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10. It follows the parenthetical verse 9, and it says, "Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord." The Old King James says, "Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." Now, we got to do a little Greek study here. Whenever you hear the word accepted, you think of, if you're like me, you think of Ephesians 1:6, where he says, "He hath made us accepted in the beloved." But that's not the same word that Paul uses in Ephesians 5. In Ephesians 1, "He made us accepted" is the same phrase for "He has highly favored us." It's the same phrase used of Mary when the angel comes to her and says, "You are highly favored." But in this passage, it's the Greek word euarestos. And euarestos is used in the New Testament about 9 times. Most of the time, it's acceptably or accepted. And a few times, 3 or 4 times, it's the phrase well-pleasing. In fact, when Paul uses that word in Philippians 4, and the translators translated it when he says, a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God, he uses euarestos. The author of Hebrews uses it in Hebrews 13 when he says that God make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. So when you read it in Ephesians 5, don't read it through the lens of the way you and I would translate the word, or that's not right, the way you and I would define the word acceptable. Because in the English, it would be, "I accept as opposed to rejecting." Okay, if I accept you, that means I didn't reject you. And if you read then, "prove what is acceptable to the Lord," it makes it appear that believers can do what is not acceptable to the Lord. And while I do believe the Lord is not always happy with our actions any more than I'm always happy with my kids' actions, even though I love them unconditionally, I don't believe that the tenor of the context is Paul trying to say you need to prove through your actions what is well-pleasing, what is acceptable to the Lord. What we do need to see is this word used in other passages so that we can figure out what Paul's trying to say. Remember, he says you were once darkness, but now you're light, so walk as children of the light, for the fruit of that light is goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is well-pleasing or acceptable to the Lord. So as you walk in light, you produce the trifold expectations of light, which is goodness, righteousness, and truth. And as you produce these, you find out what is well-pleasing in the sight of the Lord. We're going to dig deeper into the context of that using other New Testament scriptures tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.